mock-up and prototype process in Flow. A mock-up of a process can take the form of a conference room simulation or other type of walkthrough or role-playing exercise. Another example is building a network simulation that leverages analytic tools such as linear programming to optimize network nodes and lanes for efficient fulfillment. The purposes of prototyping include proving feasibility and eliciting feedback for iterative improvement. A prototype could be a physical prototype or a process configuration of an ERP or other information system. Software prototypes require performing solution testing on that configuration. Physical prototypes include a prototype of a new product or prototype transformation equipment tools or dies. 3D printing may be useful for transformations that require physical prototypes. The primary discussion of prototypes here looks at prototypes of EERP or other information system configurations. When setting up a prototype of the to-be process in the EERP or other information system, use the to-be planning system parameters and other master data so it will properly reflect the to-be process and its constraints. These decisions should be made by the project team in consultation with the associated experts in the given area. Getting to this level of specificity could involve more interviews, perhaps staple yourself to an order interviews, to walk through each step in the process. For example, when an order is received from a customer, it is entered in the system with quantity, time to deliver, and related customer information. The entered order is then subject to dynamic order size and timing constraints from the CPFR collaboration process and predetermined system parameters, such as minimum order lead time, available to promise checks, and so on. Once the demand is confirmed, it is checked against available capacity and available material within the defined time fence. If there are risks, they are evaluated based on possible changes such as need for replanned deliveries. Once the order is accepted, the requirements are released to the suppliers for material deliveries, the production plan is committed, the products are transformed, customers receive ISNS, and delivery occurs as promised. Once all development items have been designed and the functional configuration of the system is documented, the configuration experts or system programmers set the baseline configuration for the system. Fine-tuning of this configuration will occur as part of a feedback loop from solution testing or other requirements gathering. Configuration of an ERP system and many other types of information systems involves selecting options that indicate how the system should perform transactions to meet to-be business requirements. ERP or other systems will have a configuration implementation guide that configuration experts should be familiar with. One special area of configuration is for any related orchestrate elements. For example, SCORE DSOE processes, which is where to-be process assumptions, policies, and performance metrics are configured. ERP system developers may also need to create entirely new supply chain processes. This is likely to be much more time-consuming than configuration, since it is a type of ERP customization. It will also require sufficient resources, or it will be at a high risk of failure. For example, one organization decided to create 18 new supply chain processes, and a year later none were fully complete. At this point, the project team also needs to roll out some training and documentation. Document new standard operating procedures, policies, business rules, and job aids for system users and validate that the documented material follows the agreed-upon process, has been tested at the detail level, and results in the desired outputs. Ensuring material quality can be a challenge. Training materials cannot be finalized until the process is finalized and often are needed very soon after that point. Use a version control process to ensure that everyone is using the latest version when expected. Train power users in the industry-specific Level 4 process elements and system transactions. These persons will be leveraged during solution tests and the pilot project. Solution tests. Once the sandbox environment prototype is configured, it is used for solution tests, which are tests of the validity of the configuration scripts. Solution tests may include the following levels of testing common to software development. Functional testing. Functional testing involves performing each process in the Level 4 process maps and storyboard to ensure that each performs as expected. Integration testing. Integration testing validates that the process as a whole does what it was intended to do, and that it will integrate well with the rest of the system, or with external systems such as application programming interfaces, APIs, and with changes being developed in other transformation projects. Real business scenarios are tested using real system data across larger supply chain processes, such as the order-to-cash cycle or procure-to-pay cycle. User acceptance testing. This type of testing requires power users who are trained in the new processes and systems. Power users perform tasks that would be part of an end user's tasks per day, week, month, or year following defined testing scripts. They also test exception processes or other less common scenarios. Stress testing, load testing. Stress or load testing tests the system's ability to perform when multiple users are working in the system simultaneously. This type of testing can use automated quality assurance scripts to simulate multiple user interactions, since the system is not yet actually live. Alternately, a beta version could be created for volunteers from the actual user base to use in testing, depending on the type of software in question. The test should measure system responsiveness and failure points. The results of prototyping and solution testing can include design and configuration refinements. After refinements are done, success is defined as a feasible process that can be integrated and can technically scale to volume. However, pilot projects are needed to learn whether the new process results in the envisioned improvements to targeted KPIs at parity, advantage, and superior levels.